An audio production by CandlelightStories.com.
Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there lived in a pretty cottage on the borders of a great forest a woodsman and his wife, who had one little daughter, a sweet child, and a favorite with everyone who knew her. She was the joy of her mother's heart, and to please her, the good woman made her a little scarlet cloak and hood, in which she looked so pretty that everyone called her Little Red Riding Hood. One day, when her mother had baked a batch of cakes, she said to Little Red Riding Hood,
"I hear your poor grandmother has been ailing, so please go and see if she is any better, and take her this basket of cakes."
Little Red Riding Hood, who was a willing child, immediately set off for the village where her grandmother lived, which lay on the other side of a thick wood. As she reached the outskirts of the forest, she met a wolf, who would have liked very much to have devoured her at once, had there not been some woodcutters near at hand, whom he feared might kill him in turn. So he sidled up to the little girl and said in as winning a tone as he could assume,
"Good morning, Little Red Riding Hood."
"Good morning, Master Wolf,"
answered she, who had no idea of being afraid of so civil a spoken wolf.
"And pray, where may you be going so early?" asked the wolf.
"I am going to my grandmother's because she is ill," replied Little Red Riding Hood,
who thought there could be no harm in telling him.
"Where does your poor grandmamma live?"
inquired the wolf, in a tone of great interest.
"Down beyond the mill, on the other side of the wood," she said.
"Well," cried the wolf, "I don't mind if I go and see her, too. So I'll take this road, and you go through the wood, and we'll see which of us shall be there first."
Now the wily wolf knew well enough that he could be the winner in such a race, for he could dash through the underwood and swim across a pond that would bring him by a very short cut to the old grandmother's cottage. Once there, the wolf gave two little taps, as Little Red Riding Hood might have done.
"Who's there?"
cried the old woman.
"It is I,"
said the wolf, imitating Little Red Riding Hood's voice. The grandmother, as she lay in bed almost asleep, thought her grandchild must have a bad cold to speak in such a gruff way. Not suspecting for a moment anyone else was there, she said,
"Pull the latch and come in."
So the wolf pulled the latch and went in.
"Good morning, madam,"
said the wolf, trying to be agreeable, but looking as if he meant to eat her up.
"Good morning to you, sir," replied the old woman with worry.
"Your granddaughter told me this morning you had been unwell, so I thought I would call to see how you were."
The old woman saw the wolf looking fierce and hungry, so she instantly got off the bed, away from the wolf, and moved toward the closet.
"Don't mind me," said the wolf, with a horrid grin, looking savagely hungry as he jumped over the bed.
But the old woman darted into the closet and bolted the door. The wolf grinned horribly with rage and disappointment, saying to himself,
"Well, never mind. I'll keep her for later. Little Red Riding Hood will be here soon. I'll have her for breakfast and finish the old woman for dinner."
With these savage thoughts, the wolf put on the grandmother's clothes and got into bed, pulling the sheets up to hide his hairy face. Meanwhile, Little Red Riding Hood rambled through the wood with glee, stopping every now and then to pick strawberries, which she knew her grandmother loved to eat with cream.
While she was thus occupied, a wasp came buzzing along and delighted at finding so many flowers without the trouble of searching for them. He began to drink up their honey. Little Red Riding Hood said,
"Take as much honey as you like, poor wasp, only do not sting me."
The wasp buzzed louder, as if to thank her for her kindness, and when he had sipped his fill, flew away. Presently, a small robin who had been hopping about on a bough darted down on the basket and pecked at one of the strawberries.
"Eat as much as you like, pretty robin," said Little Red Riding Hood. "There will be plenty left for Grandma and me."
The robin replied, "Twee, twee," in his own voice, and after gobbling up at least 3 strawberries, flew away and was soon out of sight. Little Red Riding Hood now thought it was time to go on, so she tripped along till she came to a stream, where she saw an old woman bent over seeking for something along the bank.
"What are you looking for, ma'am?"
said the little girl.
"For watercresses, my pretty maid," mumbled the poor old woman. "And a sorry trait it is that does not earn me enough to eat bread."
"Sit down and eat one of my cakes," said Little Red Riding Hood.
They sat upon the bank, and the old woman said,
"Thank you, my pretty Little Red Riding Hood. And now if you happen to meet the green huntsman as you go along, pray give him my respects, and tell him there is game in the wind."
Little Red Riding Hood promised to do so and walked on. Presently she looked back to see how the old woman was doing, but she could see no trace of her. She seemed to have vanished clean out of sight. Puzzled, Little Red Riding Hood returned to her path and continued on her way. Shortly thereafter, however, she saw a huntsman clad in green from top to toe, standing on the bank.
"Good morning, Mr. Huntsman," said Little Red Riding Hood. "The old woman says there is game in the wind."
The huntsman nodded, and then drew out an arrow tipped with a green feather, and strung his bow, without taking any further notice of Little Red Riding Hood, who trudged onward, wondering what it all meant. Presently, the little girl reached her grandmother's cottage and knocked at the door.
"Who is there?"
cried the hoarse voice from inside.
"Oh, dear," thought Little Red Riding Hood to herself. "What a dreadful cold poor darling Granny must have to be so hoarse."
But she called out,
"It is your grandchild, Little Red Riding Hood, who has brought you some cakes."
The wolf then replied,
"Lift the latch and come in."
Little Red Riding Hood did as she was told, then entered the cottage. The wolf then hid his head under the sheets and said,
"Put the cakes on the shelf, my dear, and come sit beside me."
Little Red Riding Hood set down her basket and then sat beside the wolf.
"Dear me, Grandmama," said the little girl, "what long arms you have."
"The better to hug you with, my child," answered the wolf.
"But, Grandmama, what long ears you have," said Little Red Riding Hood.
"The better to hear you with, my child," replied the wolf.
"But, Grandmama, what large eyes you have," said the little girl.
"The better to see you with, my child,"
said the wolf.
"But, Grandmama, what terrible large teeth you have," said Little Red Riding Hood.
"The better to eat you with," exclaimed the wolf, who was just about to spring when the wasp flew into the cottage, stung the wolf in his nose, and made him sneeze, which gave the signal for the robin perched on the branch near the open window, who called out, "Twee, twee," which warned the green huntsman, who shot his arrow through the window into the cottage and right into the wolf's cold, greedy heart, killing him there on the spot.
Hearing a noise from the closet, Little Red Riding Hood opened the door and found her grandmother safe and sound. After much happiness, Little Red Riding Hood headed for home. At the edge of the forest, she thought she saw the old woman by the stream, but to her surprise, the old woman was now much younger.
"Little Red Riding Hood," said the fairy, for that's what she was, "your goodness of heart has saved you from a great danger. Had you not helped the poor old woman, she would not have sent word to the Green Huntsman to save you."
So saying, the fairy vanished, and Little Red Riding Hood hurried home to tell her family all that had happened, and was immediately clasped in her mother's grateful arms.